Hello and welcome to Some Guys One Mic. Today I am the host.
So you're going to host the show today. You're going to host the show.
Like you would let me.
I bet my left testicle that no one noticed that you started the show.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I have a sexier voice than you anyway, so probably they would.
You sound like Gigantor having sex with Yogi Bear.
Exactly.
Don't know.
Exactly.
Don't know if you are going for that kind of style.
I mean...
Yeah.
Okay.
You just freaked out everyone. So welcome to the show. This is Some Guys on Mic, and today it's just me and Jacob. Because, unfortunately, Chesco has been diagnosed with type B gonorrhea, which is super gonorrhea.
I mean... He probably has 2 weeks max left.
Yeah.
His penis will fall off.
I think his penis fell off this morning. He wrote it on Facebook. Oh, I said it was weird as fuck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So, what's he doing? What's he doing now?
Our condolences, first of all. Chesco.
How is he going to pleasure all the ladies?
Without a date.
Pursuing him.
Yeah. It's going to be weird. So many people with type B gonorrhea. Around Malta and Canada and Iceland,
please,
and the UK.
Please get tested.
Yeah. If you had sex with Chesco, please get tested. It's free, I think.
I don't know.
What were we saying? Oh, I wanted to start the show with an important announcement. The tunes you are hearing in the background have been given to us by Craig Mack, the very talented Maltese musician. If you want to hear more tunes from this guy, we have a direct link on this episode's webpage, so make sure you click through. Thank you, dude. Anyway,
who are you?
Craig Mack, man. Craig Mack.
Danger Zone! Oh.
You and your fucking soundboard.
I am awesome!
Just saying. Anyway,
I can't fucking get used to Archer having Bob's from Bob's Burgers voice, man. Seriously.
Why? Why?
Because I watch Bob's Burgers. They have the fucking same voice.
So
I always imagine the guy with the mustache fucking with the apron saying those things. It really doesn't
season
fit.
Season 4 does start like that.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I've seen... Yeah, the parody from... Yeah. That was awesome.
So, anyway, we're gonna start with the news.
Oh! Booyakasha! Right in the face!
Look, you're overdoing it.
I know. And the news has been quite dry as an old hooker's vagina.
That's Chesco's penis right now.
And that's Chesco's penis right now. But the biggest news from the past 2 weeks was that a new pope has been elected following a 3-week Tekken Tag tournament, which was arduous. Don't you think so?
So he won the Tekken Tag tournament?
Yeah, I was playing with Lei Wulong.
Lei Wulong?
Yeah.
Must be a pro.
Yeah.
The Vatican are really pro at Tekken.
Yeah, it wasn't publicized that much. It was all hush-hush, but... The guys at Namco told us, hey, the Vatican are having a tag tournament. Oh my god, the new pope.
The king of the Iron Fist thing.
Yeah. That's so wrong. That's so wrong. Anyway, on the serious side, there really wasn't so much news right now. There's the PAX East conferences right now, and GDC are just around the corner. So everyone is keeping the big news for himself. maybe one of the biggest news was that Diablo 3, the PlayStation 3 port, was actually shown during the PAX East conferences. It looks...
Like Diablo 3.
Like Diablo 3, but with a crappier interface.
The good thing about it is that you can play it offline.
Yeah.
And there's not going to be a real money auction house. So, I mean, that's what everybody wanted out of the PC version. So, thanks for the PC crowd for beta testing the game for the PlayStation crowd. So, kudos to you. Thank you.
They're
going to be fucking pissed.
There still isn't a release date for the game, but... Yeah. Rumors have it that it will be a PlayStation 4 launch title.
Probably, yeah.
Which would make the PlayStation 4 with a very, very strong launch lineup.
With Diablo 3, I mean, not really. I mean, it's an option.
It's mindshare. It's mindshare. So yeah,
the thing is that it's an offline and no real money auction house. I mean, that's the thing people wanted from the PC version in the first place. could help. I mean, you know, and I'm sure it's going to look fabulous, like the top-end PC. So, I mean, it's not something I would buy, but for launch, but yeah.
I would definitely not buy. Well, the decision to port that game might show us that there might be a partnership coming up. Maybe they are doing something else. They are getting accustomed to the new platform. I doubt
it's going to be exclusive to Sony.
No.
But yeah, I mean, they've set foot in the console universe now. So
yeah,
it's a first step. I mean, there's nothing stopping them from making all their other games working on PS4, yeah, PS3, Xbox, and whatever.
World of Warcraft 2.
No, they're not
What?
Their next MMO is codenamed Titan.
Yeah. So World of Warcraft 2, the Return of Titan.
Probably. What?
I don't know what to think about MMOs at this point. I mean, if it ain't free to play, I'm not interested.
You suck. I mean,
even if it is free to play, I'm not interested.
You wouldn't play an MMO anyway, so you can't stick around on an online game for that long.
Yeah. Unless it's Killzone 2.
Which you don't play anymore anyway, so...
It's too old. It's a shame. It's too old.
I miss the Killzone 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me calling you repeatedly to come online. You dodging my calls because you're a pussy. Me camping out as a sniper. Exactly on the respawn point and shooting you. Over and over again.
You think I had fun?
I did.
Getting killed over and over.
It was fun for me.
Fuck you, Matt.
It was fun for me.
And then you blame me for not fucking wanting to play with you. I don't want to.
You're a sore loser.
You're a fucking bully, alright?
You're a sore loser.
You're a bully. You and your beard.
Anyway, I didn't have a beard back then.
It was.
At least on my face, but...
Oh, Christ. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Should we ask Steph?
No.
No?
I wasn't with Steph at that time.
Okay.
I was with that other one. Anyway, Violation have been working on a project, apparently. And under their new publisher, Deep Silver, they have officially announced the fourth installment in the Saints Row franchise.
With an awesomely amazing trailer. Don't tell me aliens and shit. I mean, it looks so over the top. That's the whole point of Saints Row, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm dangerous, and I'm gonna win, and gay sex.
Precisely. I mean, I conquer everything. Yeah.
It was awful.
What, the trailer was awful, seriously?
Yeah, the concept is awful. I don't know.
It's Grand Theft Auto with fun.
It's going over the top a bit too much for my taste.
That's the point. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not a serious game at all.
I know it's not, but too much is too much, in my opinion.
It's just fun fucking around in an open city with preposterous
aliens,
story.
Yeah. Space dildos, I assume, and space fisting machines now. It's going to be released on an awkward date in August, so...
I mean, I don't know. It's going to fill a gap when most games don't come out anyway, so...
So, this summer is going to have a lot more titles than usual. I mean, there's going to be Splinter Cell Blacklist, which the director of the game released the gameplay walkthrough this morning, which looked fantastically good. They have changed a bit the UI and some of the powers.
You think they're changing it too much to cater to...
They are trying to appeal to the wider market. I don't know if it will be good or bad. I mean, I don't know.
Have to wait and see, I guess.
Going across platform, being available on PC, Xbox, and PS3, goes to show that being an exclusive didn't work for them, even though they have a strong bond with the Microsoft platform. But now with these kind of implementations, they're looking to having a new main franchise. I don't know how to explain it, but
they're trying to broaden
their horizons, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it will work out. I mean, if they changed whatever was bad from the series and made it better... it's okay. But when you change the core components, which make a game unique to appeal to
average Joes,
don't think it will go down.
So you think they're losing their identity, basically. You're trying to
like,
branch out too
like
much.
All franchises. Yeah. I mean, case in point, one of the games which I have reviewed in the past 4 days, God of War 3. God of War Ascension, mm-hmm. sorry. I will talk about that later, but they try to milk the series as much as they can and lose their soul.
You think they're trying to milk God of War? I mean, they release maximum 2 per generation. I mean,
it's the 7th installment in the series.
Yeah, they started from PlayStation 1. PlayStation 2, sorry. Yeah.
It's too much.
But the others were on handhelds. I mean, you can call them side stories, not even made from
you have a game that is so story-driven, you need to conclude it at some point. And it's better if you conclude at a high point, like the Uncharted series did, then try to milk the fuck out of it and get to a point where the story is so boring and stretched out that you don't even give a shit anymore.
Well,
I mean,
I still have to play it so I can judge.
I will talk about it later, yeah. and you'll get what where I'm going. Mm. I mean, if it's a game like Tekken, nothing gives, it's just gameplay. I understand that you can go on for ages, mm-hmm. or like Street Fighter. Well, it's been 2,000, 3,000 years now.
Fundamentally, who the fuck cares about the story in that? Yeah.
I mean, it's just gameplay. They improve on their mechanics and whatever.
Yeah.
That's okay. But imagine if you had Uncharted, keep on going to a point when we're in Uncharted 8. Would you be that interested into this, to the story?
If it's still good, I guess. I mean,
how much?
I don't want Uncharted to end right now. I mean, I'm sure on PS4 they can get more out of it, for example.
I think they should. They should end on the third one.
And start something new. I mean, that's all you want to see from Drake?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. In my opinion, I prefer knowing that, yeah, they had 3 titles and they were the best 3 titles we've seen.
It didn't even end on a high point. I mean, Uncharted 3 was a disappointment compared to 2.
It wasn't a disappointment. And
it wasn't as good as 2. Let's say not a disappointment, but it wasn't as good as 2.
No. The problem with Uncharted 3, if you can call it a problem, is with the people's perception that is going to be such a massive improvement on the prior installment, as the massive difference between Uncharted 1 and Uncharted 2.
It's not even that. I mean, the pacing in the game wasn't as good as Uncharted 2, for example. When you have a story-driven game and a cinematic game like Uncharted, hurts a lot.
In my opinion, Uncharted 3 was the best one in the franchise.
Well, I mean, you're in the minority here. I don't know. Everybody has his own opinion, so I...
My opinion.
Not debunking it, but anything, but you are in the minority here.
When I had nothing to do, instead of going through my pile of shame, the first thing I did was play Uncharted 1, 2, and 3 mm-hmm. to get whatever trophies I had left. Okay. And I think it's still it. And the second time around, I even enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because I got bored of the shit that's coming out right now.
Probably. Because they're such good games.
But then again. Anyway, I think we drifted away.
Mm.
Oh, we were talking about summer. And summer, there's also going to be The Last of Us, which is coming out in June.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have this, Saints Row. We also have Metro, The Last Light, coming out in the end of May. So,
I mean,
yeah, it is not going to be...
There's a couple of good releases, basically, in summer. I mean, there's always something coming out in summer. It's not a high point for the year, usually, but with The Last of Us...
I don't understand why more developers don't want to move there. I mean, in summer... I would personally be under the AC just playing through.
I know, and kids don't have school.
Yeah.
So they can play more.
I guess
summer is... People just want to go out, even vacations and stuff in summer, you know, less people buy games during summer, I guess.
I don't know.
A lot of marketing.
Right now, I mean, a lot of games are coming out, especially in Europe. This week I received God of War Ascension, Bioshock Infinite, and Sly Cooper 4.
Cool.
So, a lot of games.
Apparently, it sold decently. I mean, I thought it was going to be disastrous, but Sly apparently Cooper? It sold in line with the older releases. So, they're still working with Sanzaru. Basically, they didn't cut off the ties like with a lot of other developers right now. So, you know.
Sanzaru, they're very good developers.
Yeah, but if a game doesn't sell, I mean, you know.
Yeah, they didn't market it that much. Mm-hmm. And there was a huge release gap between the American version and the European mm-hmm. version. Mm-hmm. What, 1.5 months?
Exactly.
Holy shit.
Fucking sucks
shit.
Being European always.
Yeah.
We get the best.
You know what sucks even more? Mm. Being French. But anyway.
Yeah, I feel something coming about France and your recent trip there.
Yeah. We'll be having let's just continue on gaming.
Christ.
Before my vein starts popping.
I don't want to be part of this. I'm sorry.
Christ. Anyway, so I think that really sums up the news, apparently. From my end, at least. You were talking about a release from the Vita.
They recently showed Final Fantasy X, you know, the remake.
Yeah.
Which apparently is going to be released together with Final Fantasy X-2 as well. They've released some shots from the game and
something which I don't understand. How can you have a Final Fantasy X-2?
Yeah, I know it's stupid. I mean,
why wasn't
even
it 13-2
was supposed to be stupid. No, because it's a sequel to that game. Usually Final Fantasies don't have anything to do with each other, so
wow.
I know it's a weird concept, but they're usually just, you know, side stories anyway, so no, not main game entries, not worthy of main game entries. Anyway, they showed some shots, comparison shots with the Final Fantasy X from the PS2, and I'm honestly, it's one of my favorite games, and I'm mind blown. I'm really, really, really can't wait to play it. It's a remaster. I mean, it's not just an HD remake. They redid textures, they redid all the models. It looks so much more.
So it's basically they did it back from scratch.
It's not a complete remake, that's the thing. It's a remaster. You know, they improved the figures, they improved the textures. It's 16:9 instead of 4:3, for example.
Okay.
So, you know, you're going to see more of the scenes and everything. They might redo some of the music as well. Like, I mean, if Kingdom Hearts remake is anything to go by, it looks really, really worth it. I mean, it's not a rush job anyway, so gonna be really worth it. Can't wait to play it. We'll probably play it on my Vita.
For a change.
I love my Vita.
Really?
Yes. Really, really love it. I'm honestly so hooked on Persona 4 Golden. It's not even funny. I play it all the time I can. Yeah.
Disturbing.
It's not. I mean, it's so fun. It's really fun. Awesome game. Seriously. I can't. You know, praise it enough.
So, that just sums up the news, which was sucky as hell.
Yeah,
but in the next episode, we will be following through the PAX East announcements. And we will be following through the GDC conferences. Hopefully something will be announced. And
I'm sure there will
won't
be.
Won't just stuff. Be a collection of geeks. I mean,
there's a showing from PS4, if I'm not mistaken. So, we'll see something out of that. Gonna be worth it at least, so
I hope it's not the same crap.
Probably not.
Like what Square pulled during the PlayStation Media event. Oh, this is our game, which we showed during the E3.
There's a rumor going around that
Square are opening a bakery.
They probably have a bakery anyway. So,
what?
The rumor is that, I mean, I've heard this already as well. The rumor is that Final Fantasy Versus has been changed to Final Fantasy 15, and it's going to be exclusive to the PlayStation 4 because apparently Sony is helping out developing the title. Don't look at me right now, but yeah, apparently Sony are helping out with it.
Holy shit, snacks!
That was appropriate.
Yeah,
just admit that.
Yeah, it would be huge. I mean, if Sony is helping on it for real, it's going to be exclusive for sure. I mean, I'm gonna let Microsoft get in on that. And if a mainline Final Fantasy is going to be exclusive again, that's really, really huge, I guess. And apparently they want to redeem themselves from the sucky, you know, 13 to la 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 stuff. So might be really, really, really something extra Hooray! Special. What?
Hooray!
Just so hurry.
Okay.
And now we move on to the What You've Been Playing segment.
Really? That's how you fucking introduced the What You've Been Playing segment.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god.
It was either that or someone throwing up, so you choose. So,
rather not.
Jacob.
What?
What have you been playing?
What are you gonna do?
Death.
Persona 4 Golden.
You suck at everything.
Christ. I don't. I hate you. I'm not gonna talk about
you
anything.
Suck at everything.
I'm sorry. Haven't you tried Tomb Raider at least?
Yes, I tried Tomb Raider, but still, I always go back to Persona 4 Golden.
Why?
Because it's so awesome.
Tomb Raider is so fucking awesome.
I know. You know, the thing is, it's a great game. I'm having fun playing it. But when I fucking see the cutscenes and the characters, they're like bloody robots from 1998. I mean, they're so stiff compared to Uncharted, which I replayed recently with Golden on the Vita. Which even that looks more realistic and I mean, cutscenes are more believable than Tomb Raider on the new Tomb Raider on PC.
Look, Uncharted has this cinematic feel. None of the games can ever match. And never, ever,
but
ever.
But being touted as...
But gameplay-wise?
It's good, but...
Tomb Raider has an edge on Uncharted, in my opinion. There are certain aspects in the game that surpass... Yes, whatever Uncharted
there are some stupid stuff about it as well. I mean, how the fuck can you change trajectory direction while you're jumping? While you're in the air, you can go back, you can go right, left, and stuff. There's these things which keep nagging at me. I mean, it helps with platforming and everything.
Yeah.
But why the fuck and how the fuck does she change trajectory in the air when she's jumping?
Boobs.
Boob gravity?
Yeah.
They're not that big. They would change fucking trajectory.
They are those that big by today's standards.
That's something I find stupid. That's my opinion. I don't know. I like her boobs and everything. And all the gratuitous shots of her boobs, I mean, during cutscenes and stuff.
It's amazing.
It's so fucking shameless.
That was amazing.
Oh, Christ.
I mean, you should really thank Crystal Dynamics. So.
I know.
Slow clap.
That was enthusiastic.
Okay. Better?
We're talking about boobs, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about boobs, the first game that comes to mind, which I reviewed in the last 4 days, was God of War Ascension. And boy, do the boobs jiggle in that game. Let me start by saying that God of War Ascension must be the prettiest looking game this generation. Mm-hmm. Hands down. It is. I'm not kidding. I think the gameplay visuals are even better than most cutscenes in other titles.
Oh, wow.
It's that good. The lighting, the textures... Everything, it's
really
amazing.
Smooth. The anti-aliasing they use, it's really, really smooth.
They just modified the God of War 3 engine and...
improved.
It's unbelievable. But, I must say, I'm disappointed with the title. I'm a huge fan of the God of War saga. I played through all of the previous titles. But this game, I mean, I don't know. Maybe because it followed God of War 3, which was a superior title. Mm. It was the best title in the series.
It was the climax of the series. I mean, nothing can top the Poseidon intro. I mean, it's something you can't do.
Exactly. I mean. It's either that or maybe it felt like it was heading in a new direction or someone else was directing the game, and it felt like it was someone new was handling it. And
what do you feel is different? Gameplay.
The gameplay mechanics feel stiff, even
in the battle.
Even Kratos, the battle feels completely different and at times confusing. I mean, managing to chain combos is frustrating. Mm-hmm. And the biggest problem with the game has to be the camera. I don't know who the director of photography for this game is, but I want him to know that he sucks at his job. They wanted to give the artsy feel, and so the camera gives you those artsy perspectives from afar and the shitty angles. It was so frustrating that automatically I was moving my left analog stick to move the camera, but it was just Kratos rolling around.
God of War is always renowned. I mean, it never had an adjustable camera.
Exactly.
That's the first thing.
Exactly. But this time...
It always worked so well.
This time it's not. I'm
surprised.
Certain angles during the game, I couldn't scavenge around to get the Gorgon eyes, mm-hmm, and the Phoenix feathers and whatever. At some points I didn't see the ledge, so I couldn't calculate my jump correctly. There were some moments when the camera, I was amidst a battle trying to chain a combo against three AIs, and the camera started panning out and panning out and panning out, and I was just fighting ants, and I couldn't fight properly.
They went over the top with the scale stuff.
It was sucky. Mm. It was so bad. I really felt disappointed.
Wow.
And the pacing of the game is fucked up as hell. I mean, in some arenas and some locations, it's just fight after fight after fight after fight after fight. And then the following arena is just puzzle after puzzle after puzzle, and then back to fighting after fighting. For Christ's sake.
Oh, I see.
It lost that kind of appeal. The direction of the game is completely lost. Mm-hmm. The storyline, I felt it's overstretched, and I didn't immerse myself into it as much as I did in the other titles. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's maybe because I was playing Ghost of Sparta back in France for 1 week, but that shouldn't be the case. I was looking forward to play the game because, yeah, I wanted to play more God of War. I don't know what happened.
Well, I have to get my hands on the game and try it out for myself. I mean, I won't judge, so I'm a huge God of War fan, though. I heard, you know, Gilbert?
Yeah.
He was apparently very disappointed with the game as well, so...
For people...
There must be something wrong with the game.
For people playing through the saga, it's hard to be disappointed from, because the equation has always been the same.
Mm-hmm.
But something changed in the game, and it feels wrong.
It doesn't feel the same.
In fact, I'm used to chaining combos and getting a lot of orbs, and it comes natural to me, the battle system. In this game, I found it so hard to adapt, and I got so frustrated all the fucking time. I must have quit the game at least 4 or 5 times and said, I'm not going to play it again. And then I, just for the sake to put out a decent review, just continued playing.
You know, I hear so much polarizing opinions about the battle system that I can't really judge until I play it myself. I mean, some people say that the battle system is so much better because of all the momentum and inertia things they added to the character. And others, like you, are saying that it's so different that it's not as good as before.
Exactly.
You know, I really can't comment on that. But there are polarizing opinions about it.
It's hard to describe what is wrong. It's either because people who are used to the series are used to that kind of battle system.
And that's what they want.
And in my opinion, if it ain't broke, don't fucking fix it.
All right.
And once you change that, you've lost everything. Especially when the game focuses so much on the battles. It is what it is. I mean, if you are new to the franchise, you might like it. So, I don't know. Pick it up when it's cheaper. Something which was disappointing from the game: the demo for Last of Us was included in the game. So, excitedly, I just placed the disc inside the console, ready to play the Last of Us trailer. then what happens?
Demo.
Your demo will be available in 74 days. Fuck me sideways. Fuck me sideways.
Trolled.
What the fuck was that? Trolled. If I wanted it 74 days from now, I would have bought it 74 days from now. What the blood?
Trolled.
That was so lame.
Yeah.
Hooray.
And the game is coming out how long after the demo was available?
It's about 2 weeks after, because it's coming out in the end of May. The demo will be available, and it's, the game will be coming out in the first week of June. So, yeah, what's the point?
I see.
And I don't think that the demo will be exclusive for God of War Ascension customers.
Probably PlayStation Plus players would get to play it even before.
So it's pointless buying it for
PS
just that
Plus
reason.
Is awesome.
Yeah. Talking about PS Plus, I was thinking, do you think the same framework for the online system and store of the PS4 would be compatible with that of the PS3? Meaning, will the purchases from the PS3 stores be transferable?
No, because they already already said that PS3 games are not going to be compatible with PS4. And PSN,
downloadables.
And PSN games are essentially PS3 games, so...
Damn.
It's a huge huge thing. I mean, probably they will find a way to emulate some stuff, but if PS Plus is as good as it's been on PS3 so far, it would be really, really worth it to subscribe to.
Yeah.
I mean, with Gaikai, with Netflix and all this stuff.
I think it will be a bit more expensive.
I don't mind. I'm honestly, it's such a good deal, Matt. Seriously. I just got a year's worth of PlayStation Plus. Just because I know there will be so many good stuff.
Exactly, and you will get your money back.
Holy shit, you will, yeah.
In the first week, I think.
Yeah.
There's
so
many free games and freebies, man.
For PS3 and... Yeah.
I think between the XBLA and the PSN, the PSN Plus is way, way better.
I mean, Xbox Live, I mean, people are realizing now that it's such a ripoff because you're paying, you're not getting anything back. You're just paying to play online. If you want to watch Netflix, you have to have, you know, Xbox Live Gold. So you have to pay for Xbox Live Gold to access Netflix, which you have to pay for to watch, for example.
When most of the smart TVs now on market do it for
free. And PlayStation has it for free and everything. And I mean, demos to play them, you know, they first come out on Xbox Live Gold first. So if you want to play a demo, you have to subscribe to Xbox Live first, or else you have to wait 2 weeks to play it. I mean, people are realizing that Sony is giving so much value for money for the PlayStation Plus service, and people are wondering why are they paying Microsoft for what they're doing.
Microsoft is capitalism at its best.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean,
why are you paying? I mean, from NeoGAF, most people, there was a thread recently, most people are not subscribing anymore to Xbox Live because they're realizing that, I mean, it's they're just giving them money to get more ads in their face when they're trying to navigate to the UI.
Can I be honest about something? Mm. I never gave them a dime.
That's good. That's good, but you don't play online much, so.
Yeah.
And you don't have any friends to play with anyway.
I don't. No, it's different. it's a different thing. I don't want friends. I am antisocial.
I know.
It is the sucky. I mean, if PS4 comes out with all of the social features, will never be used.
Yeah,
I will just remove the share button. Yeah, just take it out.
I'm a social person myself. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm surprised we even fucking talk to each other, but yeah.
Next game in my review list, which I am enjoying a lot, and it gave me an erection.
And I love that I have an erection that didn't involve homeless people.
Exactly. It didn't.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
BioShock Infinite. It is fantastic. It is a game all the FPS games look up to. It is a great game. Ken Levine made a good job.
Is it an FPS at heart?
Yeah.
It's an adventure or there's more shooting?
Adventure, action, there's a lot of shooting. The RPG element in the game is fucking awesome. It is the best elements in the Bioshock 1 and 2 series, amalgamated with some new stuff, which is just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It is just unbelievable.
So they did deliver, actually.
They did. In my opinion, it's a must-have game to 2013. If I had to choose one game which I would buy from the beginning of this year till now, it must be Bioshock Infinite. I would play the fuck out of it.
Cool.
It is a very, very good game.
So they did manage to deliver. A lot of people were afraid that it got delayed because they couldn't really deliver on their promises. Mm. So it's good to know that
the attention to detail in this game is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the battle system and the combat is brilliant. I mean, it's really addictive. The puzzles are awesome. Everything is good. I mean, I enjoyed it thoroughly. I'm still enjoying it right now. And I don't know. I just fell in love immediately. I mean, when you look at the visuals and the graphics, it's beautiful, just gorgeous.
From the initial trailers, you know, the traversing through the networks, through the clouds and stuff, everything is still there? Is it fast like the trailers?
It is fast. Everything? It is fast as fuck.
I mean, that was really impressive. I honestly doubted that they would pull that off, so
traveling through the clouds is basically just the city in the clouds is just basically a network of islands just floating around, and connection between the islands is made by rails. Mm-hmm. So you have a grapple thing, so you just hook on, and damn, it's fantastic.
Cool. Can't wait to try.
And if you're too slow, you just miss your turn and you have to go. It's unbelievable. I'm getting goosebumps because
He is excited, right?
That moment when I grappled for the first time and I was just traveling around, seeing this huge city just floating around and enemies down below just shooting at me, I was amazed. I was waiting for the game to just flip into a cutscene. But I was just playing through. Cool. It was amazing. I couldn't believe that.
Cool.
I really couldn't believe that.
Good to hear. I was really looking forward to it. So
the powers you get are fucking amazing. And the game has a lot of bright colors. It's not that brown shit we are all used to, unfortunately. But there is that kind of dark side to the game, the gory and vicious side to the game.
There's still the grit, basically.
It's amazing. It gives you that kind of feeling. It's so much more entertaining as a game.
Nice.
When compared to other titles. I mean, I was a bit disappointed that they did not continue the original Bioshock series at first when they first announced Infinite.
As in story-wise, you mean? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm glad they did. I mean, they moved on to something different, and it's a game changer.
Okay.
So you have to get the game.
Yeah.
I need to get the PC version. They are saying that the PC version is much, much better than the console version.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, IGN had two separate reviews for console and for the PC.
I'm sure to buy it on Steam. There's a good deal on it right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Just get it. I mean, it's a must-have game.
Cool. Good to know.
I can't wait to complete it.
And
geek out.
I can't wait to buy it and, you know, let it rot while I play Persona 4 Gold.
I'm going to give you 3 weeks until I blow the lid and just tell you how it ends.
He always threatens me with this.
And I always tell you how it ends.
Fuck.
Never. I don't even think you ever... Did you play through Heavy Rain?
No. No, I didn't.
Wow.
I didn't play through it because, you know, you fucked up the ending for me. So
I gave you 4 weeks. Holy shit.
But you have to be in the mood to play something like Heavy Rain. You don't play it when you're in a fucking depressed mood or
you play it when you're depressed.
Overly happy mood.
I played it when I was depressed. It made me suicidal. That's fantastic.
Okay.
What?
Oh.
Anyway, during my trip in France, I have also played the hell out of Burnout Dominator, nice. An old game,
nice.
But it was addictive as fuck. I mean, I had Tomb Raider Anniversary with me, Burnout Dominator, and Ghost of Sparta. I played through Ghost of Sparta, then because
of Sparta.
And then because I got bored in France for obvious reasons, I had to play through Burnout Dominator. Then I played through Tomb Raider Anniversary. 1 week.
So, sounds like a fun trip.
Yeah.
Closing your hotel, playing fucking on your PSP.
Yeah. this is how you can describe France.
Sounded a little like the THX.
Yeah. Multiple farts all at once.
It was escalating and it sounded a little like the THX. You know, test. Oh, Christ.
I do apologize. And on that bombshell...
My headphones just vibrate.
We should end the show and we will be back in 2 weeks' time right now. Jacob is going to have an operation, so he might not join us.
Anymore.
He's going to have his left leg amputated.
No, it's not that bad. Hopefully I don't die, yeah, but...
Hopefully you do.
I'm not going to be anyway. Worse off than Chesco right now anyway. Penisless, so...
He'll just buy another one, so...
Like a strap-on, you mean?
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to follow the latest news and reviews from the gaming world, just log on to www.someguysonemic.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at someguysonemic. And we also have a YouTube channel, which we rarely use. I think we never use.
I'm starting to upload porn on that.
Yeah, which is youtube.com/someguysonemicvideo. Anyway, you can listen to our show on RSS through our website or through iTunes. Make sure you subscribe and also rate us. Your rates will help us masturbate even longer.
Send us booze.
No, I don't need booze. You never drink.
Because you never give me booze.
Oh, go fuck yourself. Anyway, we'll be back in 2 weeks and we hope you can join us. All about.